Always a pleasure to talk to Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. What a year they've had. South Central Conference champions, ranked seventh through much of the year in Class 3A, and just did a yeoman's job in the district tournament. Had some tough games, came through, won the sub-state. And now, Jake, here you are, Principal Park. This is the goal for everybody when they start out the season. And tonight, you take on Clear Lake. And congratulations to you on a terrific year, and certainly best wishes tonight. You've got to feel absolutely in seventh heaven about this opportunity.
Yeah, it's been awesome, Rich. Just absolutely amazing. It was just so exciting and just overwhelming after we won it Wednesday night to get to the state tournament, and then just seeing the reaction of the community and seeing the smile on the guys' faces and everything is just it's just been one of the best experiences of my life. I guess when you clinch it, I mean, you knew it's a big deal, but maybe you didn't realize just how big a deal and how big an impact it had on the community, and I think the guys are seeing that now. And I've been telling them, you know, over the weekend, is to really relish it and soak it in and just enjoy the moment. They're not gonna, you know, get these too many of these moments in life. And I think they did that. And now, you know, they're refocused and ready to start playing again. And they're really excited. So we're just gonna go up there and compete as hard as we can tonight.
You guys this year have proven that you're an overpowering ball club. You've got lots of weapons, but as I talked to Larry Millage before the game tonight, you're a resilient team, too. You were down to Centerville. You came back in the seventh inning, and an epic game, that 10-inning game. You took on Fort Madison, which had upset Fairfield. There were never any easy ones, but you showed that you could win those close games. You'd shown that before during the course of the year, but when the pressure's on, it's even tougher. But you came through, and that was a great experience going to the tournament for your kids.
Oh yeah, I think just that run we had there in the districts and sub-state, and then even a week or two before that, we played a nice 9-inning game, which we won in the bottom of the ninth against Williamsburg, who's in the state tournament now. So that was a nice win, and then we won a couple games against, you know, Albia there to win conference with some pressure on. We knew we had to sweep, and of course Albia's in the state tournament now too. You know, we've beaten, I think it was three, let's see, Martinsdale was the other one, I believe. So we've beaten three state tournament teams this year, had some close games. But yeah, this last couple weeks especially, starting with the Williamsburg, or actually really the Albia and then the Williamsburg and then the district run, I think the guys, you know, are going to excel in the pressure now at Principal Park. I don't think it's going to phase them. And I was a little concerned about that maybe early in the year just because we had so many lopsided, you know, games to where we really didn't have to execute the little things because we were lucky enough to get up big on some teams. But the guys should be, I think, they're brimming with confidence that we can go out and we can beat teams with pitching and defense, or we can beat teams with hitting, or, you know, basically do what we have to do to win a baseball game.
In other words, you've been tested and you're ready. That's the real key. And when you get to Principal Park, when you get to the Final Eight, of course, in 3A, there are no gimmies, are they?
Oh, no. No gimmies at all. Every team's going to be throwing their best, obviously, on the mound. I don't know if there really is a dominant team this year in 3A, though. I mean, I think it's a wide-open tournament. I think it could be one of the better tournaments they've had in a long time. That's just my opinion. There's a lot of very, very good teams, but I'm not sure if there's that team that's just dominant, you know, or has a guy throwing 91. You know, I'm not positive, but that's what I've heard anyway, and I think it's going to be a really good tournament, and I foresee some close games and a lot of excitement.
Clear Lake is somewhat of a mystery team because they're way up in northern Iowa. What do you know about them as you go into the ball game tonight?
Well, like you said, they're definitely kind of a mystery team. To me, I haven't really been able to find out a ton about them. I know they have a couple really good starting pitchers in this Kochler and Sheepley, Kochler. Not sure how you pronounce his name, but we'll figure that out tonight, I guess. But both those guys are good pitchers, which obviously when you start with pitching, you can do a lot of things. And they've got a solid offensive team, and from everything I've gathered, they're a very good defensive team too, which you know, it's hard to find really above average defensive teams in high school baseball sometimes. So when you do find one that really stands out, that's one thing that stands out about them is their defense. But I don't know a ton about them just because it is, you know, an area, you know, kind of up in northeast Iowa we're not real familiar with. But bottom line is we got to just go play our game and not worry too much about the other team and what they're trying to do. We just need to take control early and play our game.
One of the signature wins they had that you do know about is they defeated a very good Decorah team, didn't they?
Yeah, they defeated Decorah and Coach Dennis up there, legendary coach, obviously, state runner-up last year, so that's a very, very good win, and I know they're going to have a lot of confidence coming in. They've won a lot of close games this year. Got a lot of sophomores on the teams this year, too, it looks like, so they're going to be around for a little while, I think. They're going to be solid for a few years.
Your pitching has been outstanding all season long, but I think especially, and I have to mention this, you've got some options tonight on who you want to pitch, but Alex Wright and Charlie Palmer and Jordan Boffman have been lights out. Charlie was a little bit off with the Centerville game, but Wright has just been catching everybody's eye here of late. He is really in a groove, and if you're on first base, you better pay attention to what you're doing or he's going to pick you off.
Yeah, he's worked hard, you know. The pickoff move doesn't just come by chance. It takes some work, and a lot of people don't realize that you have to work on that, and that's something we work on. And, yeah, he's got one of the best moves that I've seen all year, probably the best from a right-handed pitcher. But, yeah, he's pitched really well as of late. He doesn't do anything too fancy. He just, you know, has a pretty, you know, probably low 80s fastball, nothing that's going to overpower you. And he spots it, and he's got a nice curveball to keep you off balance, and he does mix in a change once in a while, and he's done just a phenomenal job. And then Charlie Palmer, he's done fantastic all year. Like you said, he struggled against Centerville. He's only had 15 walks on the entire season, and then he went and walked 7 against Centerville the other night, and that was really uncharacteristic of him. But I think he'll bounce back. He's just got a really good demeanor about him. And then Jordan Boffman, I mean, I could stick him on the mound late in the game, start the game, whatever, and I know he's going to throw well. So we'll see. Still trying to see what we're wanting to do tonight, but I think most likely like to use Jordan in relief just because he is so good in that role, and it's really good to have somebody like him, you know, finish out a game and keep a lead for you.
Boffman's become, as you said, Jake, a pretty effective closer for you in these games lately.
Oh yeah, and it doesn't matter if he needs 4 innings or 1 inning out of him. And big thing is he wants the ball. Rich, and you got to have guys that want the ball, you know, in those pressure situations, and he doesn't shy away from it. You know, he never complains about his arm hurting or anything like that. He wants the ball, and he wants to go win the game, and, you know, he's just a bulldog like that, and it's hard to find kids with that mentality, you know, these days, and you know, luckily I have a team full of them, and he wants the ball, and I don't ever have any reservations about giving it to him.
Jake, you know, I'm going to ask you a question a little different, but it does pertain to the state tournament. You work very, very hard with your club all year long. It shows. You and I have talked about your coaching style before on the air. Typically, when you get into a state tournament game, how many hours a day, as you get ready to prepare and certainly get ready for tonight's game, how many hours a day since you clinched have you spent thinking or planning on what you want to do or working with this team a day?
Oh, man. I don't know. It seems like that's all I think about, Rich. it's been a whirlwind, I can tell you that. I know the day after we clinched, you know, we got home late, and I was just trying to sleep in a little bit, and next thing I know, the state's calling me and telling me my stats aren't in yet. I need to get them in, you know, and then I got a newspaper calling me and a radio calling me, and so yeah, it's been kind of crazy. It's been fun at the same time, though, you know, but the kids are the ones that are putting in the hard hours, are the ones out there, you know, sweating and doing all the work, and sometimes they make me look good, which I appreciate, but they're doing all the dirty work, so anyway, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of hours, but it's well worth it when you get to this time of year, and that's what I told the kids after we clinched Wednesday night. I just said, you know, all those long hours, all the early morning pitching workouts, all the weightlifting, you know, everything, you know, accumulates to this moment right now, and it makes it all worth it, I hope, for you guys. And they're all in agreement that, you know, all that stuff that seems boring and seems monotonous during the year is all worth it now when you get to this point. And I hope that it carries on, not just now, but in their entire life, to where they see, you know, they have to do things sometimes that are hard to ultimately get the rewards that they, the success they want in life.
Well, Jake, I know a lot of people I talk to think the Chargers have a great chance to win this 3A tournament. And I know all of us here at Thunder Country and all of our listeners. In fact, I'll pass this along to you. Matt Miller over at Twin Cedars, Boyd Brent and Jim Cagle at Alvia. They're all pulling for you and hope that the Chargers bring home a 3A crown and it all gets started tonight.
Yeah, we'll take one game. To be honest with you, it's like I haven't even thought that far ahead, Rich. It's just basically been all about Clear Lake and how we can, you know, just go and... compete tonight, and not only compete, but most, even more important is represent Sheraton, the community in a classy way, just the way we look and the way we hustle on off the field and the way we carry ourselves. I just want to represent the community and make them proud, which I know they already are, but just really make the community proud, and then, hopefully we pull off a win, and then we'll worry about the next game after we get through tonight, hopefully.
Well, you do that very well. We'll be with you every step of the way, Jake. Best of luck tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich.
You bet. Jake Schroeder, terrific coach of a terrific baseball team, the Sheraton Chargers. We'll be back right after this.